last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sun.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Oh, light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and I'm your host, Zainab. And I have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Ali Alavi in the studio, who's going to help us with the more knowledge about the topic of Imam Zaman. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, dear listeners, Dr. Alavi has helped us previously on understanding the characteristics of the government of Imam. It's going to have a universal scope. There's going to be expansion of knowledge. He's going to be having a huge public acceptability. And the most important part of any ruler is justice. And justice is going to expand in his government. And he's going to rule from the east to the west. And we said that there's going to be a huge scope of an expansion of knowledge and science. And similarly, spirituality and other characteristics we talked about. But one question we have, Dr. Alavi, that in this ideal kind of government that we are dearly, eagerly waiting for, how long is it going to last, especially under the leadership of Imam Zamana himself?
Well, as for the length and duration of the government of Muhammad al-Islam, there are different versions with different numbers. Some hadiths say 5 years, some say seven, some 19 years, some say 40 years, some say 70 years, some say 309 years as the age of, as the duration of the
right.
As the duration of Ashab al-Kahf, the
right.
Companions of the cave. And we have many different narrations, but what is almost quite actually famous and quite well known among the scholars is that Imam al-Islam, he himself will have the leadership of the government for an ordinary life, let's say something around 70 years, maybe 63 to 70 years, something like that, an ordinary life age. But the universal government that he's basing will be at least to the end of this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what is the end of it. But the end of it will not be that close. I mean, it will be, I mean, thousands of years.
Mashallah, it's going to last.
But in a way that, I mean, whatever we have passed up until now, like, I mean, this area, this time period that we have passed from the first day of creation till today will be a very short time that people just like it in their history, that and they actually pointed to each other, look what happened in the past, I mean, and what good and how good and bad people were fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say that it is a very short piece of the history of the next generations.
Right.
So the government of Imam al-Islam, leading by him, actually, it would be like an ordinary age life. But after him, this universal government that was based by Imam al-Islam, and it was the designed government that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually give this mission to his divine messengers,
right,
and will get materialized by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, will have a lengthy life, inshallah.
Right, inshallah. So here we take a short break and we'll discuss more with you, Dr. Alavi. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is the last savior which comes to you.
Who is the Mahdi?
Longevity.
His training for the mission.
Reasons for his continued existence.
Reasons for delay in his appearance.
Al-Mahdi, in light of hadith.
Al-Mahdi, in light of Quranic verses.
Women in the Imam's army.
The completion of knowledge.
The last savior.
The question comes in my mind, what next?
What next? What next?
The final victory.
There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
We I know he's one of the Ahl al-Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is with us, helping us know about the government of Imam. We talked about its foundations, we talked about its characteristics, and now we have been trying to know how long it will last. So, Dr. Alavi, we're talking about how long it's going to last.
Yeah, so we have said an estimate of what we have received in the hadith and narrations that the government with the leadership of Imam alayhi salam would be something around 7 years. Like, 7 years is not an exact number, as I said. I mean, it is being said that like an ordinary life of a person.
I mean,
that we had in mind up until up to the level of the lives, ordinary lives of people in our
decades,
in our today's
life.
Because even after the advent of Imam, the life of the people will be even longer.
Okay.
Since the illnesses will be less, since the sins will be less. Because,
right.
I mean, illnesses and diseases are affected by sins.
Right, indeed.
Actually, they are
the major causes of death.
Sometimes
are either
sins
the sickness
are the causes
or
of illnesses and sins.
Yes,
sins are going to be less than the diseases
indeed.
Will be less naturally.
Yeah.
So the duration of the life of the people will be more. I mean, we have in some hadith that the ordinary life of a person will be something close to 1,000 years. People will be benefited from the long life and longevity.
All right.
So I want to say that the government of Imam alayhi salam, the government that was based by the Imam alayhi salam, will be inshallah forever. I mean, for thousands and thousands, because it was the lust and the missed government that all the divine messengers were after. And this is the current that was actually created by other messengers, but it will be open, inshallah, this current.
Okay.
And it will be forever, for thousands and thousands of years. And some of the dead ones, I mean, the ones from the people, some of the pious people from the past will come back to the life again.
All right.
So this is the beauty of it.
So as it said that if you recite du'a'at,
yeah, what
and
but we have that in whoever, I mean in hadith, whoever recites the du'a'at for 40 consecutive morning will have this chance to get back to life,
at
the time of advent of Imam alayhi salam. So people, I mean at least the pious people who were after such a government, will come and sense and feel this government. But now we want to talk about the role of men and women and the children in the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Well, that's going to be interesting to shed light on the government and the people, their role as men, women and children. But before that, we'll take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is helping us understand the government of Imam. Well, we talked about the foundation, the characteristics, the span, the era that this government under the leadership of Imam is going to last. And we also want to know now the role of men, women and children in this government. Yes,
yeah.
Dr. Alavi.
Well, we have already said that the government of Imam alayhi salam, or the justice that Imam alayhi salam is going to spread in the earth, in the for the inhabitants of the earth, is not going to come overnight, and it's not going to be through miracles. If it is going to be so, I mean, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had this chance or had this power to do so. I mean, at the time that he was appointed as the prophet of the religion.
Right.
So, but definitely he will be assisted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a divine will behind him, but everything is going to be done through the help and assistance of people, men and women.
Right.
So this is, the area that men need to test themselves and say that, okay, this is our duty to do before the advent of Imam and right after the advent of Imam.
And to they be are prepared. Going to,
yeah, they have to prepare and pave the way for the arrival of Imam alayhi salam. And
right.
they are going to have a very crucial role in this government. I mean, they are the ones that the government is going to be based with.
Okay.
So if they are absent, though, nothing will happen. So mm-hmm. we want to say that people have this readiness, this preparation to find the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that, so if we assist Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us in return.
Yeah.
So if men and women actually come to help Imam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakah and give blessings to these movements of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this chance to have these small steps to find to bring about great changes in the
right.
World. So we want to say that men and women, actually, both of them have roles, because even among the companions of Imam alayhi salam, we have 50 of ladies and women.
All right.
So even are the ladies going to be limited? Like, I mean, some Islamic models that they actually don't let the ladies to come in the society, and they actually put lots of restrictions on ladies.
Right.
Based on what we understand from the hadith, Imam alayhi salam is going to give the right of everyone to them. I mean, if ladies, the same way that Lady Fatima salamullah had her role in society,
right.
our ladies can have their role in
active
the society.
Active social role.
Have their active social roles.
Right. I hope the feminists are listening to this.
Sorry?
I hope the feminists are listening yeah. to this.
So I want yeah. to say that Imam al-Islam is not going to restrict anyone, because he's going to bring back the divine...
pure Muhammadian Islam.
Yeah. Divine, true, and pure Muhammadan Islam.
Right.
So in the Islam of Muhammad, we see that Lady Zainab has a very crucial role in the event of Ashura.
Right.
So if there was no Zainab, no memory of Ashura could reach us, right?
Right, as the, so the same way that the poet says the that
support that Lady
Fatima
Salamullah Ali give to the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam, for the usurp of the right of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So
right.
she was a lady, and she knew where and how to say and how to defend the right of a
yeah.
person who was his leader, who was her leader. So the way that Lady Fatima salam alayhi was defending Imam Ali alayhi salam was not because he was her husband. No, it was because it was a right on her as a, let's say, as a person belonging to that government to support the leader of the government.
So, and also, like, these ladies, great ladies, have not had the active social role only during the tragic times, but they have had the educational, as educators, they were very active in their societies as well.
The ladies, in the course of history, we have lots of ladies that have played a very important role in their lives. We actually refer to Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. She was an interpreter of the Holy Quran. She was teaching Quran to the other ladies.
Indeed.
She was an educator,
yeah.
right? So we had this role. I mean, at that time, education was in a sort of traditional format. Now,
right.
I mean, when it is in a sort of, let's say, modern format. So we
yeah.
see, again, the same role is already there. So our ladies, I mean, even we have in a hadith, in beautiful hadith, that says that even our ladies, from their own houses, they actually infer from Quran and Quranic teachings ahkam
right.
and fatawa, you
right.
see, and they judge, and they are able to judge based on their understanding and inference of the Quran and hadith.
Indeed.
So how knowledgeable they are going to be at the time of Imam alayhi salam.
So indeed, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also calls for the rise in the spiritual faith, he refers to us as ya yuhannas, like referring to not specific gender, but rather people. Thank you, Dr. Alavi, yeah. For being with us and helping us with all those important topics about Mahdawiyat. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.